Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My dream gig, Dan Cook. Working.
Cruise ship captain.
Let me think about that.
All right.
That could work.
Okay.
No, my dream gig is working with you and Jordana.
Okay, that's a lie.
On the radio in the afternoon.
Yeah.
No, it's true. You know what's number two?
Which is actually number one? No, what's that? What is it?
Test driving cars for a living.
There you go.
And I'm doing that now with Motorworks BMW. Every week or two, I pick up a new vehicle, get to drive it, get to give my impressions, take videos. I mean, I'm a little kid at a candy store. At one point, I was bored a few years back, and I did an Excel spreadsheet, and I listed all the cars and trucks I've had, and there have been 36 since I was 16, and I loved each and every one of them. No regrets. I'm a car guy. And if you're a car guy or a car gal, you will want to check out the auto show, which is going through next weekend. And there's extra incentive to maybe go tomorrow evening as the Twin Cities Auto Show salutes our veterans, our military. Military Appreciation Ceremony is set for tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Tomorrow, active military and veterans receive free admission with valid military credentials, all that courtesy of Toyota. Their family and friends receive $2 off at the gate. So a very good deal. With us to talk more about the auto show is Scott Lambert. Scott, welcome.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for having me on. It sounds like your goal is to become a crash test dummy, if I heard that right.
Well, that wasn't exactly where I hoped this would go. I've been accused of worse, but
I'm just kidding.
I love cars, and by the way, I should point out you are the president of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association, and I realize that at some point our great great grandchildren may be whisked around in autonomous self driving vehicles, but I find that concept a bit depressing. I mean, nobody likes to slog through rush hour. Nobody likes a white-knuckle commute, but I still love to drive. And I think a lot of people love to drive. And there are some compelling reasons to stop down at the Minneapolis Convention Center and check out the technology in these vehicles now is unbelievable.
Yeah, and people still want to own their cars. You know,
they
may go autonomous, but I don't think the ride-sharing concept is ever really going to take off. People like having a vehicle that is theirs and reflects their personality and how they want to live.
Absolutely. Now, this year, one lucky attendee is going to win a 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Really?
It's a two-year lease on an A-Class. And the A-Class is the next generation of it literally is what's coming around the corner for the rest of the market, for the rest of the industry. It's like driving. My best example is it's like driving your cell phone. You speak to it. It could do things for you with voice commands. You can say, "Take me to Target," and it'll map it out for you. I mean, stuff like that.
It is
a remarkable car, and it's a lot of car. You'd think something like that would be priced out of the market. It's only like starting price at like $40,000-$45,000. It's a lot of car for that kind of money.
Huh? 600 vehicles from 35. Domestic and imported brands side by side without having to drive all over town. This is what reportedly the largest auto show in years, $21 million in new vehicles and exhibits. What are some of the trends that are truly trends and not fads? You know, a lot of things seem to be the next big thing and then they quickly fizzle. But what's real in terms of trends right now? I'm just curious, Scott.
Yeah, there's three things that we just keep seeing year after year. Number one, Minnesotans love to buy trucks. They buy trucks 4 to 1
Yep.
Versus sedans.
Is it really 4-1?
Yeah, it's amazing. 80% of the market is the truck market. And that far outpaces the national average by a lot. And so that just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. So Minnesotans love their trucks, and the show reflects that. There's a lot of trucks on the show floor. You'll see a few 2020s, the new 2020 Explorer, the new 2020 Sierra, that sort of thing are on the show floor. Luxury, the luxury market continues to grow in Minnesota, and that's been a trend for the past decade. So the show reflects that. We've got a big area on the main floor of luxury vehicles, but our luxury ballroom is really unique this year. It's the best that the market can show off. We've got the most expensive vehicle in the show in there.
What is that?
Do you want to guess how much the Bentley would cost?
Let's see. Is it the SUV or is it no?
Nope. It's the four-door sedan.
It would have to be about $250.
Nope. Well, you're just over halfway there. It's $403,000.
Good grief! Can I live in this thing? Does it have a toilet and a big screen TV and Wi-Fi?
If you want to spend the money, you can do whatever you want.
I guess you can. I'd want to live in that thing. I'd have to live in that thing.
We've also got some really cool GTs in there.
You got three, four GTs, right?
That's never
happened before at one auto show.
And it's the only place on the planet that you're going to see all three of these together. Nobody else has a collection like this. We found these from a collector in North Dakota, who was kind enough to share them with us and with our attendees here, our customers. So they're unique, and the story behind them is fascinating. It all goes back to Henry Ford II being mad at Ferrari because Ferrari wouldn't sell him his factory to him. So he decided to go compete at the Le Mans 24-hour endurance race in France. And they built the car in secret and showed up at Le Mans and dominated the circuit for 4 years.
I did not know that.
Vehicle.
That's a great story.
So it's a great story. So you got to come see these cars. They just jump off the stages. They're just fabulous.
Hey, Scott, a lot of people, and it's not just young people, interested in electrical options. I know you have an electric room sponsored by Great River Energy. You can show up and you get free VIP parking, charging, and entrance to the Twin Cities Auto Show for electric vehicle drivers. First come, first serve. But that's pretty cool. What are some of the trends with electric? I know the ranges are getting better and better, it seems, with every passing year with these batteries.
Yeah, and that was going to be my third trend. I was going to mention that.
Oh,
that's
good.
The third
okay.
thing that just keeps growing is our electric footprint. There's more and more interest in electric vehicles, so you can actually test drive electric vehicles at the show.
Oh, really?
We've got the Mitsubishi PHEV and the Nissan Leaf. And Xcel Energy is helping sponsor all of that. And then Great River Energy is helping out with the electric room itself, and where you can see a variety of vehicles. But there's more and more offerings coming out for these cars. It used to be just kind of the Prius and the Leaf and the Volt. And now there's probably two dozen electric vehicles on the market and dozens more coming.
Yeah, it seems like Detroit is serious about adding electric capabilities, starting as hybrids, but even moving to full electric for some of these models down the road.
Right. And so Audi and some of the sports cars are really nice. The Jaguar, the Audi, these are nice cars. These are beautiful cars. The Mitsubishi is a SUV vehicle, so they're becoming a little the bandwidth is expanding for these vehicles in terms of what they offer to consumers. They're not just starter cars or small four doors or two doors. They're bigger, meatier cars.
So what do listeners need to know? Does this go through next Sunday through St. Patty's Day?
Correct. Right through St. Patty's Day. The best thing to do if you want to know what time, because our times do vary. We're not open all day during the week. Wednesday is half price Wednesday. Otherwise, we open up at 4 o'clock today and tomorrow and Thursday, 10 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the best thing to do would be go to our website at TwinCitiesAutoShow.com kind of plan your day. You know, this is a big show. There's a lot going on here. And you want to make sure you understand all the features that you want to see and the shopping you want to do. We've got a monster truck that's been a real crowd pleaser here. So plan it out a little bit.
And I want to make sure I wasn't hallucinating, which I am wont to do after 4 o'clock. You did say you can take test drives with some of these?
Yeah, you can test drive some of the electric vehicles right here at the show. You can do a ride and drive. You can head to the back of the hall, and we're doing it outside the back of the convention center. But you can drive around the streets of Minneapolis, and Toyota and Mazda will have test drives going on this weekend as well. Toyota's all week, and Mazda's coming in this weekend as well.
Well, there's
a lot going on.
Excellent. Well, Scott Lambert, president of the Minnesota Automobile Dealers Association, will see you at the Twin Cities Auto Show. Pumped up to get over there at the convention center. Thank you.
Hope to see you here, Paul. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Oh, man. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We should recap weather with Dan Luna. He said a few things. Meteorologist in charge of the local Twin Cities Weather Service. He was on at 3:35. If you missed that, some of the highlights in weather therapy. Yes, the spring flood, the river flooding threat may be higher than any time it's been since 2001 or even 1965, which was the granddaddy of floods. That's the floods that really all other floods are compared to. We have details when we come back in weather therapy next. Yeah, nobody knows where the river flows. And that will prove prescient here in the weeks ahead. How bad will the flooding be? You think weather forecasting is tough? Trying to predict the level of a river weeks in advance for a specific location, a specific town, is one of the hardest things on earth to do. All the variables involved. Okay, the ground is frozen. Yeah, we know that. No kidding, Paul. 2 to 4 feet of frost. How quickly will the frost come out of the ground? Soil moisture off the scale, 99.9% percentile. In terms of wet soil, still wet from last fall. So the bottom line is, even if we were to magically lose all the frost, which we're not going to do anytime soon, that water is not going to, the melting snow is not going to soak into the ground. Zero capacity for any of that melting water, that melting snow, to actually enter the soil. So it's going to run off into streets and into streams and eventually into rivers. We had Dan Luna on at 3:35. He is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service. And they have one whole division, 19 professionals at the North Central River Forecast Center. And they keep an eye on flood forecasts for the Upper Mississippi Valley, including the Red River, the Mississippi, the Minnesota tributary as well. And he said something that I was not prepared for. He said, well, Paul, he said, this reminds me a little bit of 2001 and possibly even 1965. And that at that point, I was tempted to drop the microphone because, you know, every time I drive down to Shakopee and I pass over the bridge and you see that high water mark from 1965. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Still takes my breath away every time I drive past that high water mark and indicator of just how bad it can be. I wasn't here in 65. People I know that were here in 1965. Everybody has a story. Everybody, it seems, was impacted.
Caller just called in and asked, in 65. What was the rain like in that spring? Was there an abnormal amount of rain? Was it mostly snow melt? Do you have the numbers at all? Or?
I don't have that off the top of my head. I should, but I don't. I know there were several large rainstorms on top of a very, very snowy winter. Now, in this case, we're going to have one large rainstorm, and then it dries out. I don't see a parade of rainstorms. between tomorrow afternoon and Thursday, I think the metro will get an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter of rain. The model's printing out closer to 2 inches of water falling on western Minnesota and especially west central Minnesota. And Dan Luna said there's anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of liquid water in that snow, and parts of northern and western Minnesota closer to 8 or 9 inches of liquid water. So all of that is going to get flushed and rivers eventually. A worst-case scenario would be 50s and 60s with a string of big rainstorms. I don't see that. I do see 40s, and certainly we're going to get a big storm this week. And what I would advise and what Dan Luna suggested is that if you have been impacted by flooding, even basement flooding, much less river flooding, but if you routinely have a wet basement, you may have issues this spring just based on the direction everything is going. Take a call. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show. Do you have a question, comment, or threat?
Just a comment for Paul. I just was thinking, I'm driving on 35W out to Burnsville right now, and down in the river bottoms there at the old Black Dog Power Plant,
yep,
down by Black Dog Road, that area I think is going to be flooding this year. I have a feeling.
I think you're right.
What does Paul think?
I think you're absolutely right, yes.
And that's going to be absolute havoc for folks that are trying to get to, you know, downtown. That's a main artery, main corridor.
Because that's where 13 meets up with 35?
Right. The river bottoms are actually north of 13. You're still going downhill. It's going to be down in the area of Black Dog Road,
right,
which is the old exit to go to the Black Dog plant, down in the open flats swamp area. That level tends to cross over the freeway, and I think we're going to have a closure of the freeway this year.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong,
I hope I am too.
My spidey senses, Greg, tell me that you may be onto something, and it seems like the perfect storm here, all these ingredients coming together, but we shall see. That's one spot, and thank you for reminding me about that.
Sure, no problem. All right, I'll let you go.
Hang in there, Greg. Thanks for listening. The other spot is 41, south of Chaska. As 41 crosses the Minnesota River, it seems like that frequently gets shut down. Whether this will impact 169 and some of the other main north-south arteries over the Minnesota, we shall see. But again, buddy of mine said that his marina, and I don't have a boat on the St. Croix. He does. And he said, look, I'm getting calls from my marina. They're going to move my boat. It's precautionary. But apparently this is not the only marina that is taking steps weeks in advance to try to get boats out of harm's way. Homes, obviously, we're stuck. Not a whole lot we can do. But this is going to be an ongoing story, and you can bet your holy sandbag that CCO Radio is going to be covering this from beginning to end and keep you posted as new information comes out. When we come back, we go way beyond the headlines next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, Dan, you ambushed me a few minutes ago. It was fine. You meant well.
I just passed along a question from a listener.
No, I know. And I should have had the answer off the top
of my
head. Wait,
no. There's no reason for you to have had that answer.
Well, I was 7.
We knew that you'd find it.
I was 7 in 1965, okay? I was watching cartoons. But through the magic of the interwebs, we can go back. Why was the flooding historic? Worst flooding on record. Modern-day records. St. Paul inundated. Worst flooding on record for the Mississippi, the Minnesota, the St. Croix. What happened? See if any of this sounds familiar. Deeper than usual ground frost. They didn't have much snow across most of the upper Mississippi River Valley, including most of Minnesota. There was very little snow in December and January, and that allowed the frost depth to be much deeper than usual. We have that right now, 2 to 4 feet of ground frost. March was a crazy month. 30 to 40 inches of snow fell in March 1965. Okay, we just had the snowiest February on record by a long shot, with 30 to 40 inches of snow. A very cold March kept abnormally deep snow in place late into the month of March. And that prevented gradual melting and runoff of the snowpack. So, yes, and again, this is another reason why there's some paranoia, because the cold weather is lingering deep into March. And the final factor, 2.5 to 3.5 inches of rain fell across the region between April 1st and April 15th. And that,
so that's what they were looking for.
That really, yeah. All of these things came together to produce the Great Flood of 65. Will it be that bad this time around? Probably not, but it may be in that zip code. It may be comparable.
You could see it from there?
Yeah, we'll see. So now that I've cheered everybody up, what do you got?
Paul, I don't know about you, but since Corey Heppel has started working at WCCO Radio, I've been reevaluating my wardrobe. I'm sure you're doing the same. When you work with somebody who's dressed that well, you kind of you want to up your game a little bit.
Does he know it's radio, though? There is no TV.
I haven't told him yet.
Does he
look good. I'm not knocking him.
No, he looks great. Yeah. Right? And if it makes him happy.
But here's the thing. I don't make Corey Heppel of money, right? So I'm not going out and buying designer brands all the time. But now there's an app for that, for those folks that are in that very situation.
Really?
The app is called Rent the Runway. And what you do, for starting at about $70, you can rent designer clothes, super fashionable designer clothes. They will send you 4 pieces a month. You can rotate them out all at once, or you can rotate them out one at a time. And for that monthly subscription fee, you too can look as good as Corey Heppel.
I had this idea a year ago.
Rent the Runway.
I called it Goober.
Okay, that's maybe a little bit.
Instead of Uber, I thought Goober isn't taken. And yeah, would anybody rent my clothes? Do you still make your own clothing?
Once in a while. Once in a while, when I get on a knitting binge.
I admire people, actually, who can make their own clothes. I think that's pretty cool.
It's the Amish in you. That's fine.
Yeah, well, you could do worse. Listen to this. The net worth of the world's 26 wealthiest billionaires is $1.4 trillion. 26 individuals worldwide worth $1.4 trillion. That's the same as the combined wealth of the world's 3.8 billion poorest people, or about half the world's population. Income inequality. Going to be hearing more about that. The wealthiest individual in Minnesota. And he earned it. I mean, he started up a number of companies, bought some companies, grew some companies. Glenn Taylor, estimated worth $2.8 billion. Of course, big ownership stakes in the Timberwolves and also the new MLS franchise, Minnesota United, as well as owning the Star Tribune. So Glenn Taylor at the top of the list here in Minnesota. Nebraska, as you might have guessed, Warren Buffett. It's not Warren Buffet. That's someone different. New York State, it's Michael Bloomberg, worth a cool $55.4 billion. New York is home to dozens of billionaires. 9 people in New York State with at least $10 billion in net worth. Washington State, Jeff Bezos, $135.2 billion. You think that'll be coming down, though? Maybe that amount?
Oh, it's going to be cut in half, right? I mean, or whatever the prenup was.
You think there was a prenup?
I hope so, for her sake.
Whew. And Wisconsin, John Menard Jr. That Menard.
The pride of Eau Claire.
Yeah. $10.9 billion. Boom.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. You could live with that.
Paul, do you know if you have any Civil War veterans in your family tree?
Not that I'm aware of. Nothing would surprise me.
We discovered one in ours about the last 5 or 7 years. But
really?
Now, a computer science professor has built a tool that could allow people to find Civil War veterans in their families with the help of artificial intelligence. Carl Luther, an assistant professor at Virginia Tech, developed a platform called Photo Sleuth after he discovered a picture of a distant relative who had fought in the Civil War. Quote, Seeing my distant relative staring back at me was like traveling through time, he said in a statement. Historical photos can tell us a lot, not only about our own familial history, but about also about the – they can also inform the historical record of the time more broadly than just reading about the event in a history book. So how it works is users can upload photos, tag them with visual clues such as the color of a coat, shoulder straps, collar insignia, or inscriptions, and connect them to profiles of Civil War soldiers with more detailed records of military service. The site's, according to Virginia Tech's press release, more than 600 users contributed more than 2,000 Civil War photos on the website in the first month after the launch.
Wow.
So I'm going to be heading there shortly and figuring out if Uncle Ed is pictured somewhere on this website.
And did he secretly leave you money? Or artifacts. A couple's public proposal, just a wedding proposal, lands them under arrest. Where could this happen? It was a marriage proposal familiar to anybody who's attended sporting events, public outings. In this case, it happened at a mall, a shopping mall. A young man proposed to his girlfriend in front of a crowd of cheering shoppers. She said yes, gave her husband-to-be a hug. The only problem is that they did this in Iran, and the couple was soon arrested on charges of, quote, outraging public decency.
Oh, come on.
A police official blamed the influence of degenerate Western culture because nothing is more vile than getting down on one knee and presenting a ring to the woman you want to live the rest of your life with. I could see why they were offended. The man and the woman were detained. They've been released on bail. It is supposedly unacceptable for young people to do whatever is common in other places of the world and disregard Moors, culture, and religion in Iran, said the deputy police chief in the city of Iraq. The offense is very clear. There's no need for explanation. The couple was not identified, not clear what punishment they may face. However, the semi-official Fars news agency called for a harsh penalty for this shameful act. God, you know, it just dawned on me. I won the lotto being born in this country.
Right.
When you think of where you could have been born. Oy.
Speaking of winning the lotto, we're in scholarship season, right?
Yeah.
People are applying to colleges. Yep. People are applying for scholarships and grant. Well, high school senior Jordan Nixon was confident that she'd get into a few schools, but she was shocked as the acceptance letters piled up. She's gotten into 39 colleges and universities so far.
Wow.
She applied to about 50 schools altogether, and she didn't just choose them on a whim. She specifically researched schools that are diverse and have her desired major, international business. But not only has she been accepted to the 39 schools, she's also been offered a massive amount of scholarship money, over $1.6 million in scholarship money. Now, she doesn't get that all at once, obviously. It depends on which school she goes to, how much of it she gets. But talk about having options. 39 schools, 39 acceptance letters. And she's still waiting on others to come in. It's not like it's 39 out of 50. There's more that are outstanding.
Brings back amazing memories.
Show off.
800 is good on the SAT, right? Total score?
It's good enough for me.
Okay. You're not judging. I love you for that. Okay. Sasquatch showed up on the news in Western Massachusetts. Springfield, Massachusetts. Meteorologist Jennifer Paglieri was reporting live on a snowstorm in Massachusetts. Something moved behind her. Apparently, a person dressed as Sasquatch. But this Sasquatch was made of marijuana, photobombing her at a busy Springfield, Massachusetts intersection. Just as she started to deliver her live update, the pot Sasquatch creeped into the shot, surprising her when she turned around to show off some snow totals. In November, Massachusetts voted to legalize recreational marijuana for adults over 21. Hmm. Okay. Didn't Jordana see Sasquatch?
She claims she did.
Yeah, Northeastern PA.
She didn't, actually. She claims she did.
But no, she's insistent.
Oh, no, I aware she's insistent.
But you don't think she... You think it's a...
No, because it doesn't exist.
A fabrication?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it doesn't exist.
Just because you haven't seen it, it doesn't
exist?
No,
just because we haven't found any bodies or parts or any part of a Sasquatch anywhere ever.
Well, they're hiding. They're scared of us, and they have good reason to be scared of
us.
Well,
I'm not even going to argue that, but we still would have found something by now.
You think?
If a population the size it would need to be in order to sustain an animal's life for that period of time, yes, we would have found something by now.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's pretty sure
math and science.
Pretty sure of yourself, mister.
Yes.
All right. It's time. It's 4:48. Wixon Jewelers time. Sell your unwanted valuables at Wixon in Bloomington. They pay top dollar for diamonds, vintage jewelry, fine watches, and precious metal. Paul with you. Jora's off. She's back on Friday. Mike Max has a rare day off. And joining us today is Steve Thompson. Steve, great to have you on.
Yeah, it's great to be on, Paul. And you're right. Mike rarely takes time off.
I thought I was a type A. I'm a type B compared to Mike Max, man. He's always going. I don't know how he does it. But,
yeah, he's amazing.
Hey, so the Twins lost today 3-0. First time, Dan Cook tells me it's the first time in 13 years that Detroit has made the road trip up to Fort Myers to play the Twins. And he also said that Ron Gardenhire and his son Toby, who's a coach in the Twins organization, had a very nice moment exchanging lineup cards. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it really was neat. It was a great day. And they're not really all that far away up in the Lakeland area. I know it's a bit of a haul, and Florida traffic can be notoriously bad. But, and they play in a great old stadium up in Lakeland, Joker Mark Chance Stadium. It's just a beauty. Hmm. But, yeah, Gardy, you know, is the manager of the Tigers. Toby is the manager, I believe, of the Fort Myers Miracle. So that was neat. I saw a photo of Ron Gardenhire's motorcycle in the parking lot before the game, and I believe it's one of those trikes. It's not a full-blown two-wheeler. It's a three-wheeler, but it was kind of a neat photo.
Oh, man. Good for him.
Yeah.
He convinced his significant other that
but that was a good idea.
Yeah, hey, why not? So the Gopher men lost the regular season finale at Maryland, but they're 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I believe they need to win a game at the Big Ten tournament to get in. Some of the other people, the so-called bracketologists, say they're in, win or lose against Penn State. But I really feel like if they get beat by the Nittany Lions, that would be another bad defeat on their resume, so to speak. So I feel like they need to beat Penn State in Chicago in the opener to assure themselves of a bid. If they do get beat, then there could be some nervous moments on Selection Sunday.
Hmm. I have divided loyalties. I root for the Gophers every single game. But when they play Penn State, oh, it's hard. I want the Gophers to win, though. And the Wolves, boy, I'll tell you, what happened to the Knicks? How on earth did the Wolves, without Cat, without Wiggins, because of injury, how on earth did they beat the Knicks?
Well, the Knicks are horrible. They probably have one of the worst owners in sports in James Dolan. He actually had a fan ejected from Madison Square Garden for simply saying, sell the team. it's a big deal online. And James Dolan not doing a great job as an owner there. They're trying to lose. They don't care about winning. They want to get a high lottery pick. But, the Timberwolves should beat the Knicks with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins on the bench, and they certainly did. Yeah, the Knicks are terrible.
Wow. And I want to close with the Wild. The Wild host San Jose at the X tonight. They are clinging to the second wild card spot. You have a good feeling the Wild's going to get it done?
It's so hard to tell, Paul, with this team. You never know what you're going to get. They had that great win 3-0 at Tampa Bay. The next night, they lay an egg in Florida to the Panthers. Mm-hmm. 6-2, and the Panthers aren't a very good team. So it's been the case with the Wild all year long. You never know what you're going to get night in and night out. And they haven't been very good at home at the X this year. So we'll see.
Well, Steve Thompson, I appreciate your input, and thanks for joining us today on CCO. You hang in there, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It's always great.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we meet the newest member of the CCO radio team, Henley Lake, star of the upcoming Lake Show, which debuts tonight. Meet him next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.